Harley Heaven, the all-new Harley-Davidson Pan America, is coming to Harley Heaven in Tempe and Blacktown. Visit harleyheaven.com.au for details. And a great day starts with a good night's sleep. SpinalEZE.com.au. Welcome to Morning Glory with Matty Johns.
Yeah, welcome to Morning Glory. Geez, we're going to show for you today. We're going to talk about the Trent Barrett situation, everything that's going on in rugby league. Movie of the week is Beverly Hills Cop. What an amazing film. What a drama. It really is. What have we got? Sound Advice, most underrated albums of the 1970s. But, yeah, really big show. So welcome to Morning Glory, the show that even our competitors can't get enough of.
Do you want a fresh take on rugby league? Then you need...
Matty Johns.
Do you want cutting-edge comedy? Then you want...
Matty Johns.
Do you crave the greatest 3 hours of radio?
Friday between 9 and midday.
Yep. Even Ray Hadley can't get enough Morning Glory.
Matty, I look forward to our battle again this Friday.
Morning Glory with Matty Johns. A shit ton better than a truck caught in the Gorston Gorge.
He's a funny buffet.
Yes, thanks, Ray. I really appreciate that. Just two combatants going at each other, just a mutual respect. Welcome to Sydney Morning Herald's Andrew Webster. Hey, Webby.
G'day, Matty.
And Nines, eighth immortal, Andrew Johns. Joey, welcome and happy birthday for yesterday.
Good morning.
How's it feel being 48? Feel good?
It feels good. I don't feel 48.
Yeah.
Not well, after last night's debacle.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah, it's where I got the black armband on this morning because of that. It's been, fellas, even by rugby league standards, it's been a big week.
Drama.
It has been.
Anytime you've got Gus involved, it seems to be like...
Augustus.
A moth to a flame.
Emperor Augustus.
Well, you know, when he was at the gates at Belmore there, I thought that was very... Like, Paul Vaughan gave the journos a spray and I thought Gus went, oh, I've got to help these kids out. I'll go out and stand there for 9 minutes and give them a bit of gold.
We'll get to Baz in a second. About 9:15, the second break of the day, we'll take that all apart. But something a little later we're going to take apart is Andrew Johns' powers of persuasion. Craig Bellamy bought a negative gearing property on the Gold Coast. He was halfway through getting his furniture through, and Andrew rang up, probably full as a boot, and just said, "Mate,
sprayed. No."
Yeah. Well, anyway, you did it. So
I'm starting to sound like Gus.
God.
Yes.
No.
You sound to actually look a little bit like him.
it's like you've been stung by hornets.
The human dugong, that's what you look like.
Yes. You're too perfect human.
Yes. Mate, let me tell you, when you hit the 50, it's all downhill. It is. It's funny, you know. When you turn 50, you never feel like the age until you run into someone and you look at a person and say, look at that old bastard. Say, how old are you, mate? And they'll say, 42. And I go, Jesus Christ, how old must I look?
I was in a service station the other day and I was looking at the CTV footage. I said, God, that looks like my old man. I went, oh, it's me.
Oh, yep. I think about death every day. The Broncos, talking about death, Broncos 36, Knights 12. Look, before we talk about the Knights and take the game, Selwyn Cobbo last night became a superstar. Mm. There's always that point in a young player's career when they go from being a player of great talent to being a genuine star. That was him last night.
Frightening. He did things last night that we haven't seen for years. Mm. I don't want to compare him, but we all know who he looks like.
Yes.
Physically, and the way he plays, the way he runs, the
Matthew
way he
Johns.
Holds the ball.
Adrian Brunker, who?
He is just, his next 15 years, let's fingers crossed that, physically, he doesn't get any major injuries and doesn't lose his way. His career is just going to be so enjoyable to watch.
He has.
Hasn't there some Queensland players?
Talent.
Yeah.
Just come out. They've
How
just come out
cycles.
Of the blue. Yeah. And like Cobbo, it's the way he holds. It's, I mean, left-handed carry players look classy.
He's playing left-hand carry on the right-hand side of the field. Once he gets to the other side, he's going to get better when he plays on the left side.
Where do you think he's eventually lands?
Fullback.
Fullback?
I think he'll have a GI type impact at fullback.
It might take a while.
Yeah. You wouldn't rush it. You wouldn't do it soon.
He's still a baby.
Yeah, like that's you see,
he by the look like of him, he's still growing.
Mm. Well, that was GI. They tell me the Melbourne Storm, the GI was still growing at 23. Hence why he had a lot of patellar tendon problems. But the other guy he reminds me of too is the Pearl, Steve Runoff.
Yeah.
From the same end, Mergen. And
no, he's Sherberg, isn't he?
Sherberg.
When he's running down the field.
Sorry, he's Sherberg, but just down the road's Mergen.
When he's racing down the field like that. And when he did it with that intercept last week during Magic Round, and he just puts it down and gets up and puts a big smile on his face. It's like also really casual about it.
After a game, he's great. It's like a young teenager talking. So unaffected. And he was a 9 out of 10 last night. He did things that we don't see normally from wingers.
What do you mean?
He got the ball two or three times where they kicked downfield the Knights and had him in a corner, and he just found a way to go through and broke through and ran 30, 40 metres. It was like back in the day watching Wendell just on kick returns, absolutely just manhandling plays.
There are a few times that they were in that first half where Brisbane were under pressure. The Knights had a set defence and Brisbane were going nowhere. And he'd loop around and take a run. And so, he'd hit the line and he'd sort of half penetrate, get on his belly, get up and play the ball quick. And that's that real sign of a player with that enormous future, not just talent, but that toughness as well.
Mm.
And I see that in Sawali too. Sawali's
been
doing...
Last week he became a first grader, Sawali.
The improvement we've seen in Sawali just this year, he's another one who's frightening.
When Adam Reynolds was ruled out, Webby, straight off, I went, well, Knights going to win this.
Yeah, I thought even it up.
But
That said, though, I tell you who didn't have a good game, the old Bunker.
Yeah, some of those, the Gagai one.
Well, that's... Well, but well, that's the game. The game changes on the.
But you got to defend them, mate.
On the obstruction,
whether it's errors from the team or things go against you or bad calls, you just got to defend them. That stage, I think it was 14-12.
Yeah.
To Brisbane, click your fingers and it's 32.
That's it.
Lack of resilience we talk about with the Knights. When something happens, the wheels just
go
off.
You wrote about it the other week.
Yeah.
That said. That Bunker official, whoever it was, should be speared. That is just not. They find all these little reasons to not award tries, and the ones where they should pull up, and it's so obvious to everybody, and they don't. So
yeah, the obstruction. Yeah,
I know it's human error. I know people get things wrong, and it's
even the.
But that's
the Gagai one.
Yeah,
where you got to regrip the ball when it's 6 inches from the ground. Yeah. As long as you get another hand on it, put downward pressure.
Well, Joe, if you look at the Golden Point try. With the Titans the week before, where he's gone to score, and I'm sitting with a couple of people from the Titans, and they go, "Yes, we've won the game," and then they pull it up, and then I look at it and I go, "This is no try," but they awarded it, and it Gagai's was more of a try than that one.
Yep.
As I said, like Adam Reynolds last night. Well, it's interesting. The two Queensland sides that have really come out of the ground are the Cowboys and the Broncos, which have really been a lot of it driven by young stars that have just as Joey said, have just emerged.
Yeah, I thought when Reynolds was ruled out, he had a game last week in Magic Round, didn't he? You reckon he's playing better, Joey?
I think he's in career best form. It's his team now. The extra responsibility has brought out the best in him.
Well, people are saying he's either by the season. Well, at the moment, there's not a doubt in the world. I reckon there's an argument to say he's probably the best buy in the last 5 years. Given I never thought that Reynolds has moved to Brisbane would be as good for him and as good for Brisbane.
Yeah, and as bad for South.
Really bad. Well, I think a lot of us predicted where that was going to go.
Yeah.
It just never ever made sense. And talking to him last week, he was on our Sunday night show with Tino. We're talking to him before the show and he said, there are a few clubs after you in Sydney. Why Brisbane? And it was a really, nice response given the type of guys. He said, well, when I'm changing clubs, he said, it's a big challenge for me. And he said, but I wanted my family to enjoy the challenge as well. Mm. So I decided to change cities.
He didn't say $2.4 million by any chance?
There was a bit of that as well.
He's living out in an acreage or what do you call it?
Yeah, he said, yeah.
Like the Fittler. Yeah. Not as big as the Fittler compound in the Northern Beaches.
Yeah. Growing
he said, the kids can swim, they can get around, there's a big backyard. He said, when I was
alpacas in the backyard.
Yeah. What about those alpacas? I just find them unpredictable.
Are they?
Yeah.
In what way?
We were out there one day filming Freddie and the Eighth during COVID. Mm. And let's just say one of the llamas was...
What's a llama?
How do you say?
Making love?
No, on season or something.
On heat?
Yeah, and it followed me around all day. It wouldn't leave me alone.
It was like the old
days. Well, you are a bit of a llama magnet, you know.
It was like the old days of Fanny's nightclub, Joey.
I know, I used to see llamas following around everywhere.
Actually, that used to happen at Fanny's too a few times.
Yeah. What?
Well, I thought they were llamas. Yeah. They're actually humans.
It's not called Fanny's anymore, is it?
The Argyle.
Oh, well, that's just a disgrace.
What's wrong?
What is going on?
Imagine someone from outer space comes down to Australia and goes, what's your best nightclub in town? You go, Fanny's.
My sister once shut down Fanny's, the nightclub.
Really?
Yeah, because she fell over and dislocated her knee and they had to stop everything and close down the night and bring in the...
Remember my 40th? I actually hired out Fanny's from the 40th.
Did you? Yeah.
Was it Fanny's or was it the Russell Richardson joint across the road from McDonald's?
King Street or King Street?
King Street. King Street, yeah.
Oh, King Street.
Yeah. Mate, it was... well, the other one about Fanny's is one night I was wrestling with Robbie Ross, fell on a schooner glass, and just went, oh, well, it fell on
a schooner. Is that jail talk?
Yeah. fell on a schooner and at the Burwood, went to Fanny's afterwards, looked down, and my whole jeans was just red from blood. So I rang our doctor, Dr. Pete McGeek, and said, mate, can you come to Fanny's and stitch me up? And he did. And just party on. Keep going. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Joey,
that's great.
Joey Milford. Milford, I thought he had some really good touches last night. I thought his first half was very, very good.
He had some really good touches. You could see his class is just, he's underdone. He hasn't played for 11 months. And you could see he needs a gallop.
Yes, he does.
Be better second up.
Well, they see. I was talking to someone at the Knights, and they said when he arrived, he said because he hadn't played for a long, long time, and on top of that, was going through a fair bit of drama. You can imagine he had a lot of anxiety, but since he's arrived there, they said fair play to him. He's been training three times a day.
Yeah,
Working really hard. Dropped about 6 to 8 kilos, so that's a good sign. His attitude.
Might go have a run with the Knights.
Yeah.
You might actually.
Five times a day.
You might get a start.
Yeah, you might be captain coach.
Good.
Okay, what we'll do, we'll take a break. After the break, we'll talk about the Trent Barrett situation.